Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Emma Priest, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Emma, your story is about parking when you're charging your electric vehicle. You're one of the new green people who have gone out, done what we were being encouraged to do and bought an electric vehicle.
That's the one, exactly, yeah.
And tell us what your issue is then.
Basically, I got given two parking tickets. I had my car plugged in and it was charging, no problem. And I had checked everywhere to make sure that it was free to charge.
Okay, where is this?
This is in Naas.
Right.
We're very lucky, actually, in Naas. We have two charging points, which is more than most places in the country have.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
But that said, they're frequently out of service. But I was plugged in and charging. I had checked that it was free to park while doing so.
When you say you checked that it was free to park, sorry, Emma, to interrupt you. How do you mean you had checked it was free to park? There was no signs up to say there was...
No, there were no signs of any sort. The opinion seemed to be from everyone that it was free to park everywhere when you're charging, but that obviously isn't the case. And so I had gone on, I had checked online, I had checked bylaws for the county council. I had, even as I was parking in one of the car parks to charge, there was a traffic warden and I asked her and she was like, yeah, no, definitely it's free to park when you're charging your car. I was like, perfect, that's all. If she knows her job, so I didn't think another thing of it. And then I came back to my car and there was a parking fine.
For how much?
€40 if I paid it up front with no quibble. But it would go up to €60 if it wasn't paid in a timely manner, basically.
So how did you react to that?
I was absolutely flabbergasted, to be honest. I just couldn't understand, and I thought it was a mistake. I genuinely thought, this is grand, sure. I took photos and said, look, I was plugged in, I was charging, and sent it off to the appeals section. And so then went on about my business and continued to plug in and charge in Naas. I mean, you know, yourself, if you've got a vehicle, you need to give it energy. Yeah. So, I was just happened to be plugged in the following week in the other car park in Naas and came back again. And it was funny because I thought maybe I'm only allowed 2 hours or something. So I made sure I was back before 2 hours this time. And there was the second parking fine. And it was gas because a woman driving a regular car stopped and was just like, but I thought it was free to park when you're charging. And I was like, it's meant to be.
Wow. And you said you appealed the original fine or the original, the parking fine. What was the response to that from the council?
Well, when I got the second one, I went straight up to the county council and I said, you know, what's going on? What is the actual story? Is it free to park or is it not? And they were like, oh, we don't know. Sorry, we don't know. They didn't know. So I sent an appeal for the second one as well. And I got both back rejected. So you can reappeal. And I reappealed. And both came back rejected again. And I wrote them a letter saying, well, I'll see you in court, though, because this is not on. You should not have to pay for parking when you are charging your car. And then I contacted the local newspaper here because I felt this was a big issue. This is something that's affecting our climate, let alone, you know, anything else. And they ran a piece in the paper. And lo and behold, 2 days later, I got a letter in duplicate saying that we are satisfied you committed an offence, but on this occasion, and this occasion only, we are going to waive your fine.
So we let you off.
we'll let you off, but in future.
By grace and favour, though. It's not suggesting that you were entitled not to pay a fine.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not. We are, they literally said, we are sure that an offence was committed. And they finished the letter by saying, you'll have to, in future, you will have to pay still for your parking. So, and I was like, right, well, I'm not finished with you, though.
OK, stay there, Emma, because I've got Councillor Bill Clear on the line. Bill is a Social Democrats councillor in Kildare. Bill, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Katie. How are you? And Emma, how are things?
Hiya.
Bill, what is the story with parking charges when you're charging your car in Kildare or in Naas?
Yeah, the custom and practice since the charging points went in the local authority car parks in Kildare was there was no charging. There was no charging for parking. No charges for parking. And that's where it's been for 6 years. And someone decided overnight last year, oh no, we can't have this, and decided without any warning just to start to instruct the APCOA to start.
APCOA are the people who
private contractors for Kildare County Council. Yeah.
Okay, who manage the parking issues? Yeah.
Yeah, and then they said that no, these people they should pay charges. Now we felt I'm only a new councillor, and I got a ticket as well around the same time, so it was kind of a perfect storm. And it was brilliant that people like Emma, you know, stood up and said, look, this is not fair, you know, this is not right. But they should have been giving us warnings. They should have said, you know, the social media, you know, all sorts of things. Tell the councillors, put up notices, you know, from now on or from certain days. Anyway, so they wouldn't back down. I brought a motion to the council that they'd be brought to 2 hours free for people while they're charging, no free parking while they're charging. And with Emma's campaign on the paper and social media and pushing, they have now said that what they'll give you is 1 hour. Because what I look for is a parking bylaw review, which takes a lot of money, people and effort, and that can only be done every 5 years, but you can ask for it mid-term. And what they said then is, in fairness, we'll look at it again, which is 2 years from now. And we will, but in the meantime, we'll give you 1 hour free. So that was the end result of the whole story, if that makes sense.
Okay, but first of all, go back one step for me there, Bill, and tell me, when you say someone decided, who decided?
Yeah. Oh, someone in the transport department decided that we need to charge these people. They shouldn't be getting it for free. Listen, when you're dealing with, you know, civil servants, these things happen. You know, and in fairness to the council, a lot of them are looking at each other and then who decided this, you know. And in fairness, they did say, look, maybe they're right, but pretty much like the RIC situation, they have to back down and they have to do it gracefully, you know what I mean? So that's just the way the world works, you know.
So you're saying it was not a decision by the councillors per se, it was somebody, a council official in the transport?
No. Someone.
Someone, decided, okay. So somebody must do something. And can I ask you then, Emma, if you're still there, can you charge your car? You, what are you driving?
I'm driving a Leaf.
A Nissan Leaf?
Yeah.
And would you be able to charge it up to max in an hour?
Oh, God, no.
No.
I guess I might get 20% if I was lucky. So, you know, I might get about maybe 30 kilometres maximum, which is enough. I mean, it's kind of bearable, but 2 hours would be kind of the minimum you'd really be looking for if you were going to be parking somewhere for it.
Explain to me, because I think a lot of people are thinking now of making the big switch, because we were hearing that there's going to be diesel cars and petrol cars are going to be outlawed and all of that.
Yeah.
What is the story now with if you want to charge? Do you have to pay for your charge when you these ones now that are provided by the council?
Yeah, those ones at the moment, they are free for electricity, but they will be introducing paying for that electricity. The more expensive ones for use would be the fast chargers. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I have only ever seen those in private places like Tesco car parks and various kind of parkways. When you pull off the motorway, they would have the fast ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen a public one. I'm sure they exist, yeah, but I haven't seen one.
Can I come in here?
Yeah, Bill, go on.
Sorry, yeah, that's the thing. Irish Rail have the, let's call them the slower chargers, and they're free to park. Tesco's have the fast charger ones, which are charged, fast charger in this, and they're free to park. And we have the one, the Kildare County Council ones, which they are given some minimum of an hour. But, you know, there's a different one. There's ranges, but we look, ultimately, you know, we'll have to pay for the charging. But I think if we want to encourage people, and Kildare County Council are pretty good that way, you know, to encourage more people to put, you know, to use electric vehicles. And they're putting 10 chargers in their own car park as well to encourage their staff as well, you know. So, you know,
yeah, but Bill,
we just have to drag them with us.
But people might say, though, Bill, if you're getting the free charge, the least you can do is pay for your parking.
This is the issue, though. I have absolutely no problem paying for electricity. You have to pay to for energy. I mean, that's how it works, and I have no problem with that. But if I pulled up in my petrol car when I owned one, if I pulled up to a petrol station and I was told, yeah, that's your 50 quid for your petrol and then 20 cent for parking at the pump, I would have laughed in their faces.
But if I can be devil's advocate, Emma, you're only going to be parked at that pump for 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops. If you're going to use a parking spot in a public car park for 2 or 3 hours, perhaps that this. I'm trying to put myself in the frame of mind of the person who came up with this.
Nobody else can park in those parking spaces. They are specifically EV spaces. So even if an EV wasn't parked in them, charging for a couple of hours, no one else could use them anyway. And I can tell you very quickly that the amount of times you'd park at a petrol station pump, 5-10 minutes, they will add up if you keep having to pay every time.
Bill, you wanted to get in there.
Yeah, this is all about encouraging more people to have cars which have zero carbon emissions, you know, and we have to incentivize it because they're expensive cars to buy. And then the whole idea is to give them something back, you know, there's a grant. And it's not a whole lot. I worked it out for the whole of Kildare for all the charging, the parking that is lost, and it came to €270, you know, for the whole county that they're actually
for the
lost.
Whole county. That's what these that's cars, what that county, bright what spark in the council office who came up with this plan is saving
and
the county.
Yeah. The hassle it caused, and the pub, here we are in the national, one of the biggest shows in the country, and we're talking about. So I tell you, like, you know, the power of doing the right thing, you know, and it was just they did the wrong thing, and, you know, it catches up. But in fairness to them, they're kind of coming around, and the councillors, there's 40 of us in Kildare County Council, to a person, they all get the green agenda now. They all get it, you know what I mean? It's pretty good, like, you know. And
but as it stands, if you park for more than an hour at one of those charging sites right now, you will have to pay parking.
Once you go past an hour, you're done. And once the parking lights are reviewed, I'll be looking to get that extended to 2 or 3 hours. That'll be a good rotation for other cars to use. It'll give people... Yeah. What I'm looking at is to get about 100 kilometres on a car. So whatever that takes per charger, because the chargers are slightly different what they pump out, you know. So if we can get each person who comes to them gets 100 kilometres on it, grand, off you go. That lets people on get onto the next part of their journey, continue down. And for the local economy, it's really important because people come into a town, putting the charger, they have to hang around and they have to spend money. And that's why the likes of Circle K and Maxall and Topaz are putting them in. Because they realise they're going to make more money, more profit than the people buying a sandwich and a coffee than they would off the petrol. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's why they're putting them in. They're not putting them in for the love of the environment, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they love the environment as well, Bill. And is there signs now telling people what the current situation is? Has that been sorted?
Yeah, they're up now. Slightly confusing, but anyway, that's what you get. But we're... So we put the word out there that you can park for an hour, you know, and you get something out. And then if you put in €1, that'll give you your 2 hours, not the end of the world, you know. So, but I think it was the whole principle of it, you know, because, you know, the way things are going, what we're trying to achieve.
Absolutely.
You know, a million cars by 2030, you know what I mean? This is government policy.
I'd say good luck with that, Bill. I think
the pressure didn't come from below, it came from above. That's what I've heard, you know. So people are listening from above, you know what I mean, which is good.
Emma, are you reasonably happy that we're on the right track here with this now?
we're on the right track, but I mean, like a million miles to go, you know. The more chargers we get in, then the less hassle it'll be, and the more that will encourage people as well. But I mean, I suppose, you know, you take what you can get in an hour as a start, but it's, you know, you can't sit down on the job yet either, you know.
Now,
miles to go.
Stay there, Emma, now, because I have Gareth Farrell on the line. Good afternoon, Gareth.
Good afternoon.
What's your take on this?
I'm baffled by the lady you're talking to and also the councillor that they think that it should be parking for free. In effect, what that would do is it would give carte blanche to anybody with an electric vehicle to pull into a spot, plug in their car and go off for the day and hog the spot for the whole day because it's free parking.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And that is very frustrating because people do that. And that's why I really like the idea of a 2-hour turnover, because at 2 hours you could actually get a proper charge into your car and then you can turn over. But you're absolutely right. That would, like, I mean, because people have used it already.
But like an average charge time for a vehicle would be about 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
No, it wouldn't.
And
it depends how it range or what you're looking for, how much you need to get.
It was 3.5 hours.
Sorry, Gareth,
you can do a fast charge.
Sorry, Gareth, do you have an electric vehicle yourself?
I recently had a Mitsubishi.
All right.
And it was a charge, and it was 3.5 hours to charge that to full.
Right.
Was it a hybrid or a full electric?
A hybrid.
Yeah, well, that's why it took you less time to charge it. You're very lucky. Mine takes a minimum of 5 hours. And I know my sister's takes more than that. Hers is a much bigger battery and takes a lot more than that.
But so in effect, you're saying that it would be justifiable for somebody with an electric car to pull in there, fully charge their car for free, and also park there for free for 5 hours?
That's literally exactly the opposite of what I said. I've just literally said that people, I've no problem with paying for electricity, that people should have to pay for their electricity. And I've also said that a 2-hour turnover means that people will not be able to hog those spots, because it's very frustrating when people hog them.
But you still should pay for the parking.
Why? Do you pay for parking when you go to a petrol pump?
Why not?
Do you pay for a petrol pump at a petrol pump? Do you?
Well, do you pay to park at home to charge your car?
No, that's my own private property.
No, but if you're out in public and you're taking up a public parking space, whether it's
because I have
your car
no option, I have
you
no option but to take up.
But you can
at the moment, it costs money to get a charger put in at home, and yes, I can. But if I'm on the road, like, I mean, if you only had a petrol pump at home, would you be able to get down to Cork and back, or that kind of a thing? I mean, you'd have to stop somewhere to charge your car, or to get petrol for your car.
But it doesn't mean you should be able to park for free.
I don't understand where you're coming from. You would not pay.
You're getting the electricity for free, right?
Yes.
I have to pay for petrol or diesel. So you're getting your electricity.
So get yourself
for free.
An electric car.
Pardon?
Get yourself an electric car.
I had an electric
car. Can I come back and come in there?
Feasible.
Okay, sorry, Bill, yeah, come back in there.
Yeah, I suppose we have to always look what the aim of this is. The aim is to encourage more people to have electric cars. The whole aim of the idea is to incentivize it, you know, that you're not saving a whole lot, you're saving a couple of euros, but it's a small thing that you're able to pull in and then do your charging. You don't look for change, you know, there's not that issue, you know. That's
but
the whole
the
idea of it, that we incentivize.
Isn't the free electricity enough of an incentive?
Well,
But it's not going to be free.
But it is free.
That's coming to an end very soon. The fast chargers are all charging now at 33 cent kilowatt, and all these slow chargers will be bringing in as well. But people who have electric cars will be double whammy. And listen, all councils are looking at this and saying, look, we have to incentivize.
Where are you double whammy?
We have to incentivize people who are buying electric cars. So
where are you being double whammy?
You're claiming you're being double whammied
to pay for the electricity and to pay to park. But sure,
yes.
People driving petrol or diesel, well, then they're already being double whammied.
Oh.
I'm not sure that you understand.
You have to pay for parking, you have to pay for your petrol or diesel.
This is about incentivizing these cars. And
the incentive is you're getting free electricity.
A small incentive would be to have your parking free. A very small incentive.
No, the incentive is you're getting your electricity for free.
But that's we're not going to be. We're repeating ourselves
here. No, you keep talking about
here.
In the future. We're talking about now.
Yeah, and now you have to pay for fast charging.
You don't have to pay for fast charging.
You
do. But if I was going down to Cork,
you do.
If I was going to pay, if I was going down to Cork, okay, I would not be sitting for 4 to 5 hours to get a charge. I'd have to use the fast charger, which will be, which takes the half hour or so to charge the car, and that I would have to pay for.
It sounds like you're looking for everything for free, then. If I'm driving down to Cork and I'm driving a petrol or a diesel car, I have to pay for the petrol or for the diesel.
Yes.
Well, then why shouldn't
you
have to pay for the electricity?
You're not listening. I have said several times, I have no problem paying for the electricity. This is not an issue about paying. This is about incentivizing it so that people will buy electric cars. You've already said that you had one and you got rid of it.
Yes.
I mean, you know, so you obviously need more incentives to buy an electric car.
No, the incentive was I wasn't getting out of the vehicle what I was told I would get out of the vehicle.
Yeah, well, then it wasn't a good electric car. Mine is fantastic.
Okay.
That may well be the case, and I'm not knocking that. The things are improving all the time.
Okay.
And my next vehicle is, I plan to be an electric vehicle. But I don't expect
Well, I hope
to get
you get free,
free
parking for it.
No, I don't expect free parking.
You will when you come to Kildare for 2 hours.
Okay. Can I bring in Jerry? Jerry, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Gilly. Just a quick point there, just to put a bit of clarity in a few things. In that NACE situation, that electricity charging point is in a public car park space, and whoever's providing the electricity is forcing the lady to park there to do her charging. There's a certain responsibility that they have that's been put onto the public because the lady's not parking there because she wants to park. She has to park there because the electricity is there. It's a chicken
and egg situation. But she's getting free electricity.
No, Liddy said exactly, and that's the point. That she has to go there to charge. At this point and where the infrastructure is in Ireland, there is absolutely no other way that she can charge that vehicle by any other means in public than going to where her local place is.
So, Jerry, can I just ask you, do you have an electric vehicle yourself?
No, I don't.
So you're just listening to Emma and Gareth and Bill?
I've researched them there recently and I'm very impressed with what they can do, apart from the capital costs. It's a no-brainer.
But you think Emma is right, that if she has to go to this public car park to charge her car, that she should be not then made to pay a parking fee while she's there?
I don't think there's a matter of right and wrong in this. It's a fact that where the situation is in the charging points in Ireland, you go and park wherever the charging points parks are. If that's in a public space, then you know it's in a public space. There should be a very clear sign to say you have to pay for your parking separately for pulling up at a charging point that is assumed has no tariff on it for parking because you're forced to pull into the electricity cable to pull into that.
But what about Gareth's point that if you're getting the electricity for free, and I know this is going to end quite soon and that there will be charges brought in, but if you are getting the charges, the electricity or energy for free, while, you know, everyone else in their other cars are paying, you know, high costs for their petrol and diesel, is it too much then to ask for a couple of quid for parking?
Absolutely not, but it'd be a very simple thing to put up a sign. I recently talked to a sales rep of electric cars. He said he pulled into a charging station in Clonmel and a lady up the road was parked in the spot. He asked her about her car and he said, why are you going on a trip? She said, no, I'm only living up the road. And he said, well, why are you charging here? Because it's free. And she was taking up the spot for 2 hours when she only lives up the road. And a major junction in the M7.
Yeah, that is a problem. But Emma, you've already identified that and said there should be a time limit at all times.
Definitely, yeah.
Can I just ask Emma one question?
Is this Gareth again?
It is, yeah. Did she actually buy a vehicle, an electric vehicle, without any capability of charging it at home?
I have a granny cable. So I plug it in. That's a three-prong, a regular plug. So I plug it into the wall at home.
Right. But your earlier statement was you've no other way of charging it because the cost to put in the charging facility. There was an incentive that was being offered there when you bought an electric vehicle.
Yeah, and it's still there, you have to stump up €900 first and then you get 600 of it back. And unfortunately, we are not flush with cash. That's not something that I could just afford to do. So we have saved up. We will be getting one very soon. And I look forward to being able
but
to charge
it. But you can still plug into a 3-pin socket.
I can, but that takes 15 hours to charge the battery. It's called a trickle charge. And anyway, my home, I unfortunately can't bring my home with me. So even when I have a charger at home, I'm still going to have to charge when I'm out on the road.
Emma, what is the situation with chargers generally now? Because, you know, we're being told that there's going to be a big investment in charging points.
So they keep telling us.
But it's still not there, is it, the network?
No, I went to plug in, Gareth will be delighted here, it was a day where it's free to park in the car park. And I went to plug in there and it was the charger was broken. And I rang ESB because it was showing that it was working, but it wasn't. And she tried her best but couldn't get it working. And I was like, what's the story with these anyway? When are we getting, you know, because they're always talking about the new ones. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, we're told that within the next 12 to 18 months, and I just started laughing because I thought she was going to say weeks. And it's like, 12 to 18 months, we'll be getting new chargers in. And it's like, you've got to be kidding.
Can I say something here about these charging being put in? The ESB was one of the biggest applications to the climate adaptation grant, climate change grant. They got 10 million out of it for all of this, you know. And we find it very frustrating. They got 10 million, and I find it very frustrating that, you know, they got 10 million and they're so slow about, you know, fixing these stuff or going around. And we have contacted ESB because all these chargers are going out, you know, I mean, it's very frustrating.
Is this an ongoing problem, Bill, that chargers are...
Oh, non-stop, they're out of order. I mean, the technology must be really poor if they're, the ones at home don't go out of order, but these seem to go out of order all the time, you know.
And, well, mind you, there's probably a lot more wear and tear on these public chargers.
It's not so much, I don't know what the wear and tear, it just seems to stop. It just literally, there's, you know, it's the sockets themselves are all fine and everything like that, and the card you get, but it just seems to be that they seem, you drive up and you see, oh no, another one gone.
The incentive seems to have changed in relation to the home chargers, because when I bought my vehicle, there was no charge for the installation of the
PowerPoint. What's happened now actually is the grant you get, and then you nearly have to double it what you're paying again, because like everything with a grant.
But you bought your vehicle and then the PowerPoint was installed for you.
That was a pilot program with ESB again, you know, my pet company, semi-state company, that's I would say I seem to want to make as much money out of this whole project as possible, you know, and it's very frustrating for councils and for electric car drivers, you know.
But it's quite a serious matter, though, I would have thought, if you are driving an electric vehicle and you have enough of a charge just to get to your charging point and...
Yeah.
And you get there, and it's not functioning. Down the road and get a canister of petrol up to you.
No. The AA actually give you where you can actually get a charge off them to get you to. They will do it, you know.
This is what you do. You call in, and they'll come to you.
This never happened. Touchwood has never happened to me. You kind of plan your journey, you didn't have a think about it. We use it for short to medium journeys, and when it's a long journey, then we just have a think about where the charges are. And you can see on an app now. DSB have upgraded their app with the money they got. And you can see if they're out of order, and you can kind of plan your journeys
around
along the way, the routes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, at least
the original. Yeah. We're just trying to get as many chargers in. And Kildare now, I submit on every single application for a housing estate and for petrol stations, for hotels, everything, that they put in electric charge points and apartments everywhere.
Should be a given before any development gets the go ahead.
Should be same as, you know, you know, this is just be normal, like, you know, that you have to put in. And in fairness to developers, they actually do it, but they go and charge the people who buy in the house.
Okay.
This will be my thing I'm doing.
Sorry to cut across you, Bill. I just want to get Peter in there. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Kate. How are things?
Yeah, Peter, you have a view on this.
I was talking to a researcher there. A friend of mine, and he got a electric car last year, and I was chatting to him in the pub, and he made a comment to me, and I thought it was funny at the time. He said, I don't have to worry about parking anymore. He said, sure, it doesn't matter. I can pull up anywhere. I put it in. I get to charge, and I don't even need to charge. It doesn't matter if I need to charge, because they're all in a convenient spot, and I can pull in, charge away, and I have free parking for the rest of my life. You know, so that was his take. Now at the time, I just thought it was a funny comment, but.
So you're saying that there's people now regarding their electric cars like having a disabled parking badge, like that you have your spot there and you can
and that's exactly it. And he said if you look at where they're located, he said they're always located near the door and they're always located in the best spot. And they said all you have to do is just hook it up and you're getting free electricity on top of everything else. You know, and that was his take on it. You know, but
he is still part of the problem.
he is. I guess he's part of the problem, but sure, he's no incentive to change his behaviour either. You know.
Yeah.
So the incentive to change his behaviour would be to make him pay for the park, and then it wouldn't matter where he parked. You know.
Absolutely, Peter. Thank you for that, Emma. Thank you for that. We'll take a break. 51551 is our text number.